الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، شر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، I apologize for yesterday's absence, and we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessing that inshallah ta'ala soon approaches us from this amazing ibadah, this worship of fasting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. All you who believe, fasting has been prescribed for you and prescribed for those before you in order for you attain taqwa. It's an opportunity for us, ya ikhwan, to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's this blessed month that's approaching, and increase in ibadah, increase in giving charity, increase in worship generally, increase in seeking knowledge, increase in tilawat al-Qur'an and reading the Qur'an, increase in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and increase in aiding your brother upon good and forbidding the evil, and increase in all that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, as he explained and described ibadah, it's mujami'un li kulli ma yuhibbuhu Allah wa yarda من أقوال وأفعال ظاهر وباطنة. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he said that worship is all that comprehensive term for that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves and is pleased with, from action statements that's within and that's outward. So inshallah ta'ala, in this month of Ramadan, we should try to exhort effort, increase effort to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should be preparing for this month, 6 months before, like the way the Salaf used to. Because we're Salafis. As Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala said, Salafiyya hi al-ubudiyya, the servitude, which means that we deal with every aspect of al-Islam, the deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. Today and tomorrow, inshallah, we're not going to spend a lot of time. It's going to just be taking a few benefits from Shahr al-Mumti', from Al-Alama Ibn Uthaymeen rahmatullahi alayh, regarding the book of fasting. As I said, it will be short today, inshallah, maybe half an hour, 40 minutes, inshallah, and tomorrow likewise. The reason why we're going through this, first of all, is that if you've realized, a few years ago, we started off by going through some of the benefits from Sheikh Uthaymeen's Majalis of Ramadan. Some of you remember that. And then the year after that, what did we do? Huh? Afwan? Umdat al-Ahkam, an explanation of Sheikh Uthaymeen. And this year, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to go through some benefits, inshallah mumti', with the explanation of Sheikh Muthaymin, rahimahullah ta'ala. The second reason why we're doing this, obviously, is to get to understand the fiqh of the ulama, the understanding of the ulama, as it relates to all different types of ibadah. So inshallah, we're going to go through this, and I'll point some specific issues, point out some specific issues which needs to be highlighted as it relates to the fiqh of Ibn al-Thaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala. Kitab al-Siyam, the Shaykh said, the book of fasting. Fal-Kitab lil-Jins. And then the Shaykh's now explaining the book of fasting. Okay? And the book of fasting. As we mentioned previously, Al-Kitab comes from iktataba, yani iktataba shay, where you put things together. Where you put things together. So, al iktataba al hisan is when the horses have been put together. Horses have been put together. So, kitab, as it relates in English, meaning book, means words and sentences put together. So, kitab al siyam means a hadith and issues pertaining to fast put together in one group. So that's the meaning of kitab here as it relates to books of fiqh. That is kitab al-siyam, issues pertaining to fasting, the benefits of fasting in some books, the hadith explaining the rules in fasting, the fiqh and the rulings in fasting and so forth put together in one session, in one book or in one chapter. The Shaykh says, فالكتاب للجنس والباب للنوع والفصل للأفراد أي المسائل الفردية. The Shaykh said that book is for like a group. Yani a group of a topic, a main topic. And for example here is Kitab al-Siyam. And that main topic is what? Huh? Fasting. Okay? والباب, which is chapter within the book. So you have Kitab and then you have al-Bab. So al-bab, which is within the book, is categories. Categories related to fasting. Categories related to fasting. You can use this as benefit number one, by the way. I'm going to try and give you benefits one by one, okay? That's benefit number one. His explanation of kitab and of kitab al-siyam. So kitab, legends, is like a group. Kitab is like a group. And al-bab is like categories within that group. Categories within that group. And fasl is for issues within those categories. Issues within those categories. So al-kitab, for example, kitab al-tahara. What's tahara? Purification. That group of issue, you can say, or masail, is going to be about what? Tahara. The bab, the chapter, the categories we're going to talk about. The one category could be water. Could be what? Water. So we're going to deal with issues or a chapter or a group dealing with water. وَأَنْوَعَهُ بَابُ الْمِيَاءِ. So it can be water, it could be wudu. It could be what nullifies your wudu and so forth. And this is the tartib, and this is the way that the ulama in the books of fiqh usually do it. And then the Shaykh says, فَالْكِتَابُ السِّيَامُ هَذَا jins. And he said, so the book of Siyam, the book of fasting, this is a group. لِأَنَّ مَا سَبَقَهُ فِي الصَّلَاةِ وَزَكَاءِ وَهَذَا هُوَ السِّيَامِ. Because the author of the book that the Shaykh is explaining, he done the chapter pertaining to Salah, and he also done the chapter pertaining to, or the book pertaining to Zakat. Point number two. The Shaykh said, ورتب العلماء رحمهم الله الفقه في الباب العبادات على حسب حديث جبريل عليه السلام. And the Shaykh brought a second benefit, benefit number two. And that is the book, the ulama, the scholars of Islam. When they're dealing with issues or books or they author books relating to ibadah, relating to worship, is usually put in the order of the hadith of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Is usually put in the order of the hadith of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, where he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam about what? Islam. Okay? And with that he mentioned Shahada and then what? Salah, and then Zakat, and then Saum and Hajj. And likewise the hadith of who? Abdullah ibn Umar. So the ulama, they put the chapters in the books of fiqh, and in these, according to these ahadith, according to these ahadith. Benefit number three. The Shaykh said, with regards to the Kitab al-Tahara in some books, the book of purification. With regards to the book of purification, the Shaykh says, in the hadith of Jibreel, after Shahada comes what? Salah. So do the ulama start their books with Salah? No. They start with Tahara. They start with what? Purification. Why? Because purification is a condition for Salah. Because purification is a purification, and wudu, ablution, and so forth are conditions for what? A Salah. So that's why the ulama put that in order. And this shows how the ulama, they strive in order to make things easy for us so we can understand and learn the deen of Islam. And learn the deen of Al-Islam. Benefit number four. The definition of Siyam. The definition of a Siyam. From the lessons previously, who can remember the definition of Siyam that we done last year? Linguistically. Ascent. Linguistically, a Siyam means imsak. Al-imsak. Yani to stop, abstain. To abstain from something. To what? Abstain from something. That's al-imsak. So, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, regards to Maryam, Isa, alayhi salatu wasalam, she says, فَقُولِ إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لِرَحْمَنِ سَوْمَ. Say that I have made a vow to Ar-Rahman to be silent. To be what? Silent. But Allah used the word Sawm. Allah used the word what? Sawm. Meaning here linguistically. A.e. to abstain. A.e. abstain from speech. To abstain from speech. So linguistically the meaning of Siyam is Al-Imsak. A.e. to abstain from something. To abstain from something. Point number five. Or benefit number five. The definition of Siyam in the tongue of the Shara, or in the words of the Shara, in the words of the legislation, in the book and the Sunnah, the meaning or the definition of a Siyam. And as we mentioned previously before, the ulama, they do this. They mention the linguistic meaning, and then they mention a more restricted meaning as it applies to the book and the Sunnah. As it applies to the book and the Sunnah. So, the meaning of a Siyam linguistically, as Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahmatullahi alayh, he says is, فَهُوَ تَعَبُّدُ لِلَّهِ سُبْحَانُهُ وَتَعَالَى بِالْإِمْسَاكِ عَنِ الْأَكْلِ وَالشَّرْبِ وَسَائِلِ الْمُفَاطِرَاتِ مِنْ طُلُوعِ الْفَجْرِ إِلَى غُرُوبِ الشَّمْسِ. Where the Shaykh, he said that fasting is worshipping Allah, directing worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, directing worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by abstaining from food, drinks, and other types of things that break your fast between Fajr and Maghrib. Between Fajr and Maghrib. Now the Shaykh, he goes on to explain why he's given this type of definition. Because he mentions that a lot of the books of fiqh, they just mention, you know, with abstaining from food from Fajr ila Maghrib. Is that the definition that the Shaykh gave? Abstaining from food from Fajr ila Maghrib. What did he add to that? Abstaining from food, drinks, and anything that breaks the fast from Fajr to Maghrib. This is what the Shaykh said, sir. Is it? What did he add? Ta'abud. He added a very important what? Addition. And that is worship. Because people can abstain from food. And people can abstain from other things like relations with the family and so forth. And it's not ibadah. And it's not ibadah. So the Shaykh has been very daqiq where he added ibadah here. And he said this is very important as he's found.